today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now, harking back, I think it was Friday, I had Deputy Commissioner Paul Taylor on the line, talking about this multi-agency police station out at Manura, which is obviously going to be welcomed by people out that way. They've copped it for years. It's an excellent announcement. Then he said, by the way, I've just come from a meeting with the police minister down on the Esplanade, and guess what? We're getting police patrols down there. There's going to be a focus on this dreadful behaviour we've been getting reports of the last few weeks, particularly. The tourists have copped a pizzling from the drunks. That poor lady too, working in town all day, 67 years of age, sitting there waiting for the bus on Lake Street, and one of these people comes up and leans over and spits in her face. Then we had last week the little 16-year-old girl having the daylights belted out of her by a gang of these people on the Esplanade. And lucky those people from Muddy's came and helped her, saved her, if you like. The behaviour has just been absolutely appalling. However, there could be a relief in sight by the looks of things. Let me just read this today. It says, illegal drinkers boozing it up on the Cairns Esplanade have been put on notice with the launch of a six-month blitz. Wish it was forever, but anyway, a six-month blitz to stamp out criminal activity in the area. Police will perform high-visibility patrols along the Esplanade and CBD as part of a new focused operation to detect and act on shady behaviour. The police minister joined the deputy commissioner to launch the operation in Cairns Friday, the campaign to be carried out by Cairns General Duties Officers. Listen to this. General Duties Officers, Tactical Crime Squad Officers, Plainclothes Police and the Road Policing Unit. We'll target all types of antisocial behaviour. Anyway, I won't go on with that because I've got the gentleman who's going to be actually very much in control of this on the ground, I presume, Chris Hodgman. Chris is the Acting Chief Superintendent, Queensland Police Service. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, John.
Is that accurate? You'll be fundamentally in charge on the ground here?
Yes, that falls to my responsibility, John, that's right.
Yeah, do you know, it's interesting, Chris, that you've got all these different, well, talents, if you like. For example, you've got people, general duties, tactical crimes, got plainclothes and road policing unit. I must admit I haven't seen, you know, if you like, blitzes like that put together from the various branches of the police force before. Is that often done?
Yeah, look, what it's called is priority policing, John. So where we need the resources and where my priorities lay, I can draw resources from where I need them. So the tactical crime squad hold a higher level of training, as well the road policing and the other units, John. So I like to mix it up, and where we need to, we get them in there.
Now, these resources are going to be so important. Interesting, the lady last week reporting how her 16-year-old daughter got the daylights belted out of her by a gang. She couldn't get police to attend. They didn't have the numbers to attend. When we get this sort of focus, does that mean when you ring, if someone's getting belted up, the police will definitely be able to attend?
Absolutely, John. When there's a crime happening now, people should be ringing 000 for a immediate response from the police. It's unfortunate what you say in regards to that incident. Was that in regards to the St Monica's outside McDonald's?
No, it wasn't St Monica. Was it the Muddy's on the Esplanade?
Muddy's Playground. Sorry, wrong incident. Yeah. So can I just encourage your listeners, if they see a crime happening now, to ring 000. So that'll come through to Cairns, and we will have a response in place.
Now, once again, there's a situation. I know it's a sensitive one, and that's the town drunks, the drunken itinerants. Now, there were two dreadful occasions we were alerted to about 2 weeks ago. We had the attack also down there, alleged attack down behind Cairns Central. And then a lady sent me information last week. One of the town drunks just got into her car and immediately frightened the living daylights out of her and wouldn't get out of the car. She got him out eventually, but then had to put up with him and his mates banging on the car roof as she desperately tried to get away. That sort of behaviour, is there anything more police patrols will be able to do to minimise that sort of dreadful confrontational behaviour?
I agree with what you said earlier. It's appalling behaviour from a small minority that are in our community, unfortunately, John. What we do have is actually working with the Cairns Council for their CCTV cameras that stream directly to our officers now. So that means that our officers can view live footage coming through from the network of cameras around the CBD. What that's done is allowed us to identify people quickly So we might see something on, let's say, an iPad or an iPhone traveling through the job.
Yeah.
And when we actually get to the job, we know what's happened, who's done what, and that allows us to take those people into custody in a reasonable amount of time. So we have seen a 15% decrease in reported crime around the Greater Cairns area at this time compared to last year. So I'm encouraged by that, but we got a lot of work to do. We've still got a lot of work to do. And this public safety issue that you speak about, I think it's appalling, especially when we see vulnerable and elderly people picked on by members of the public.
Dreadful. And some of them as young as 12. But let me just go back to the patrols and the importance of those. This happened recently as well. A restaurant owner told me. Lunchtime, busy with customers, which was a busy day, which is rare. But anyway, one of our local drunken itinerants decided to strip off entirely just opposite the restaurant and wash himself. Basically, full shower with the washing himself with the water from the tap and taunting passing tourists. Now, this sort of thing for tourists coming from other parts of Australia, and we haven't got anywhere near enough of them, is just horrendous. Will the patrols be adequate, do you think, to intervene in that sort of appalling behaviour?
Oh, look, John, we've got numerous police at the Cairns Police Station and the Cairns City Beat. So if people are hearing this behaviour, please, you need to call 000 so that we can respond if a crime's happening now. We've got another 7 officers that are actually assigned purely for the Cairns CBD Antisocial and Public Spaces team.
Oh, okay.
So they are directly responsible for policing in the CBD. They know a lot of the issues and the shopkeepers around town, and they're doing a fantastic job engaging with those, trying to divert people away from the criminal justice system and use some of the resources out there to divert them. You know, there's a lot of alcohol issues, as you can see, John, in the CBD. That's been going on since, you know, for a long, long time. So it's about getting these people out of the CBD, in my book, and getting them some assistance.
Excellent. That's encouraging, Chris. Appreciate this talk. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
He's Chris Hodgman. Now, he's the Acting Chief Superintendent, Queensland Police Service, District Office, Far North District. But, as you just heard, he's the man in charge fundamentally of this hopefully newly energised effort to clean up our CBD. It's a bloody disgrace.